you know, going up for the ball, we get the tackle, and I don't know, he ended up awkwardly falling on his heel, you know, the heel of his shoe, and it got me. My side came in, got x-rays, and saw one of my ribs had something done to it, so wanted to come back out, and the team officials thought that it was best that, you know, I stay out, and upset I was, but, you know, it's a long season, and you just want to be cautious and be, you know, aware and do their job and not help me go out there and do anything more on the issue.
Does it hurt when you breathe, or is it more
just? Yeah, it does. It does. But just, it's mortal pain. You just got to try to fight through it.
How important is it now that you guys do have this bye week for, there's a lot of injuries overall, just to sort of get healthy?
Well, it's very important. It's very important. It came at a good time, time in which we needed it. A lot of us a little banged up right now. So we're going to go back and lick our wounds and come back out here the following week and, you know, try to get a dub, man. That's, you know, what we came out here for. So it's just very disappointing. I wasn't able to be there with my teammates when they needed me the most. And like I said, man, I'm pretty upset right now. Human, mortal body, you know. You try to go out there and think that you are more than that. And sometimes it sits you down and realize and make you see that, you know, we're still here on earth. And we're out there, we try to be more than that. And, you know, just kind of how the ball rolls. And
What's going through your mind when you want to be out there with your teammates and they're holding you back?
Man, just try to go out there and show my support as much as I can, man. It just sucks to see it. And you know what's coming. You know what's going on. It's just sitting on the sideline, you looking, and it's like, gosh, man. Just coming here and sitting here in the locker room and just can take it. I want to get out there with teammates and cheer them on and let them know that we're here and we're trying to get them as much support as we can. We can't physically be there, but, you know, if we can, you know, vocally be there, just let them know that we really want, you know, wanted to win. It was, we'll catch away from being triumphant, catch away. And it just sucks that, you know, we couldn't capitalize on our opportunities. And everybody came out here and did a great job, man, of flying around. Coming here in the Arrowhead is tough to play here. But the team we showed tonight, you know, our effort was there, intensity was there. Just got to make plays and miscues that we made. We got to clean that up. But I'm so proud of the team right now and just how we fought. It's just, you know, came up short towards the end. And like I said, man, it really sucks that we weren't able to do something about it.
I know you weren't out there for the final portion, but you feeling for those guys? I mean, they were out there basically the entire second half.
I know, man. I know. It's, like I said, I was in here watching. This sucks, man. You know, you want to do something. You want to do something more, and it's just the mortal body, man. It just don't give you what you need, you know. It don't sustain you. And getting out there and going out there and helping those guys, you try to fight through. You try to numb the pain by blocking it out. And, yes, I wanted to go so bad. It just didn't release me, man. And I can't do anything about that, you know. They are the higher-ups, so you just got to take in what they say. And it's a long season. It's a long season. But for me, when I just get amped up and going, man, I want to go regardless of. And it's just, you know, fell a little short in doing that today.